We've been looking specifically at what a book in the Bible called Luke says about the birth of Jesus that we've just heard about in that video clip there. And I'm excited because today I can finally announce the good news. People, the good news today, once my PowerPoint comes up, is as follows. The good news is I get to open some presents. Yes. Is anyone else excited about opening presents today? Yes, Tom looks very excited. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to get a nice man bag, I think, today. Nice sactual. And I'm hoping for some smelly things. What else? A DVD, maybe? Ant-Man and the Wasp, specifically. That's what I asked for on Blu-ray, not DVD. And various other things. If you want to know more, I can tell you later. I'm also excited today and have some good news because Christmas dinner is coming. Oh, yeah. I love a Christmas dinner. Does anyone else like a Christmas dinner? I mean, where do you even start with Christmas dinner? Honey roasted parsnips. That's probably my favourite part. Ooh, I mean, that's not just for Christmas, is it? That's for every day of the week. Red cabbage. Anyone else like red cabbage? Oh, yes. I love to taste red cabbage. My body's not so keen. Let's not dwell on that. Gammon. Oh, I love gammon at Christmas. My dad hates gammon, but my wife's very good at cooking gammon, and I enjoy gammon at Christmas. Turkey, not so much. I saw a sketch by Michael McIntyre, and he was just talking about, you know, the fact that we eat all this food on Christmas Day that we don't really want to eat. Like turkey, if you were offered in a restaurant turkey as an alternative to chicken, you wouldn't say, oh, yes, please, I'd much prefer a drier meat for my dinner. Although he's very right. Crackers. Does anyone like crackers? Yeah, I mean, you just can go on and on, can't you? Nigella's Christmas chutney. Oh, yes. Anyway, Christmas dinner. The other thing I'm looking forward to today, another piece of good news, I get to spend some time with my family. Here they are. Oh, I know. And I'm looking forward to that, spending time with my family. You might want to ask me in about an hour's time whether I'm still glad to be with my family. often coming to work is an escape, actually, that I enjoy. But I get to spend some time with my family. It's good. There's all those things. It's good news, isn't it? Great news. Thank you, Dave. I guess the problem with my good news is that it's not particularly applicable to everybody. Not everybody can share those pieces of good news. And actually, we've been reminded of this truth in the last few days. We've heard about a volcano tsunami in Indonesia. According to the BBC, on Sunday, at least 222 people had been killed, but that was updated, actually, yesterday. Now 373 people killed. And on Sunday, they reported 843 people had been injured, but yesterday that had just increased to 1,500 that are injured, and there's at least 128 people missing. So there are people today who can't share my good news. They're not going to be able to spend time with family. They're not going to be able to enjoy a nice Christmas dinner or gifts. They don't have a home to speak of. It's been destroyed. And we've also heard this week as well about homelessness in our nation. And we heard during the week that almost 600 homeless people died in England and Wales last year alone. In 2017, 600 people. And apparently the average age of a man, homeless man to die is 44 and 42 for women. And it's just an awful state, really. That we find ourselves in with homelessness. Not everybody can share my personal good news today, and perhaps you're one of them, and I want to recognize together that some of us may not be able to share the good news that I was able to share with you a few moments ago. But there is good news this Christmas that we can all share, and we heard about it earlier in the service from Luke chapter 2, verse 11, the angel announced to the shepherds, "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And of course, this concerns the birth of Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. And in case you'd forgotten or don't know, Jesus was born to save us. He was born to save us from separation with God, enabling our relationship with the one who created all things. Jesus was born to save us from the messiness of life, and I talked about that on Sunday evening. Jesus was born to walk with us, to journey with us, to carry us when we feel weak and vulnerable and frail, to give us his wisdom and his counsel. Jesus was born to save us from the darkness of death, offering us in return life. And life that is not just temporary, but life that is eternal. The hope of his everlasting kingdom, where there'll be no more mourning, crying, or pain. All things will be made new. Praise God. Jesus was born to save us. And this is good news, people. And what did the angel say in Luke chapter 2, verse 10? He said to the shepherds, "This good news will cause great joy for who?" Not just for one person or two people, Matt, but for how many people? All the people. Thanks, Matt. This good news is for all the people. Whether you're the minister of Canterbury Baptist Church, whether you are somebody trying to recover from a tsunami in Indonesia, whether you are a young man like Samuel, or whether you're a homeless person sat on the street this morning, this good news, this birth of Jesus Christ, this birth of the Messiah who came to save us, is good news for all the people. And so do you share this good news of Jesus' birth? Do you know him personally as your Saviour? And how can you offer this good news of Jesus to those around you, both this Christmas time, but also in a new year, in 2019? Archbishop Justin Welby said in the last few days, "We live in difficult and uncertain times. The world cries out for good news. As Christians, we have good news. The good news revealed to Magi, to people everywhere, that God gave to us the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. May our thanks to God be expressed in our love and forgiveness for one another. May it be expressed in our united commitment to making his gift known to the world." Fantastic quote, and I think you can read the full Christmas message that Justin offered. Well, I found it on Twitter. But I just heard last week, actually it was the head of evangelism at the Evangelical Alliance, he attended a school event where his children attended, and he tweeted his shock, really, at how many people didn't know the story of Jesus' birth at all. We have a task before us. We have a task to tell this good news. And so let's share the good news of Jesus. Good morning. Let's share this good news of Jesus, both this Christmas time and in the new year, that those who don't know Jesus would know that this good news is for them. It's for them. It's for those who don't even know it yet. And so let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you so much for the good news of your birth. We thank you, Lord, that this is good news for us because you came to save each one of us. You came to bring us light and life. You came to enable a relationship between us and God the Father. You came to forgive us. You came to journey with us, to offer us counsel and wisdom. You came, Lord Jesus, to offer us hope that is eternal, hope beyond the grave. And this good news is not just for us. It's for all people. And so, Lord, as we show our gratitude to you for the gift of your Son, we ask that you would help us to excel in this proclamation of the good news. Help us to live this good news out amongst our families, our friends, our neighborhoods, Lord. Help us to articulate this good news with boldness, that all people would know that you, Lord Jesus, are King and Lord of all the earth. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.